Mavens shook his head. Any technology is open to abuse. There would have to be controls, but you may not believe it, Ms. Manzoni. On the whole, we civil servants are pretty clean, and we need all the help we can get. These are increasingly difficult times, as you must know, Ms. Manzoni.
The wormwood.
Yes. He frowned, looking troubled.
People seem reluctant to take responsibility for themselves, let alone for others.
Their community.
A rise in crime is being matched by a rise in apathy about it. Presumably, this will only grow worse as the years go by, as the wormwood grows closer.
Hiram seemed intrigued.
But what difference does it make if the wormwood is going to cream us all anyhow?
When I was a kid in England, we grew up believing that when the nuclear war broke out, we'd have just 4 minutes warning. We used to talk about it. What would you do with your 4 minutes? I'd have got blind drunk and...
We have centuries, said Mavens, not just minutes. We have a duty to keep society functioning as best we can as long as possible. What else can we do?
And meanwhile, as has been true for decades, this country has more enemies than any nation in the world. National security may have a higher priority over issues of individual rights.
Tell us what you're proposing,
Kate said. Mavens took a deep breath.
I want to try to set up a deal. Mr. Patterson, this is your technology. You're entitled to profit from it. I'd propose that you keep the patents and industry monopoly, but you'd license your technology to the government to be used in the public interest under suitably drafted legislation.
Hiram snapped.
You have no authority to offer such a deal.
Maven shrugged.
Of course not. But this is obviously a sensible compromise, a win-win for all concerned, including the people of this country. I think I could sell it to my immediate superior. And then...
Kate smiled.
You really have risked everything for this, haven't you? It's that important?
Yes, ma'am, I believe it is.
Hiram shook his head, wondering.
You bloody kids and your sentimental idealism.
Mavens was watching him.
So what do you say, Mr. Patterson? You want to help me sell this? Or will you wait for the raid tomorrow?
Kate said,
They'll be grateful, Hiram. In public, anyhow. Maybe Marine One will come collect you from the helipad on your lawn so the Prez can pin a medal on your chest. This is a step closer to the center of power.
For me and my sons, Hiram said.
Yes.
And I'd maintain my commercial monopoly.
Yes, sir. Abruptly, Hiram grinned. His mood immediately switched as he accepted this defeat and started to revise his plans.
Let's do it, Special Agent!
He reached across the table and shook Maven's hand. So the secrecy was over. The power the Wormcam had granted Hiram would be counterbalanced. Kate felt an immense relief. But then Hiram turned to Kate and glared.
This was your foul-up, Manzoni. Your betrayal. I won't forget it.
And Kate, startled, disquieted, knew he meant it. 10. The Guardians. Extracted from National Intelligence Daily, produced by the Central Intelligence Agency, recipients top secret clearance and higher. 12 December 2036. Wormcam technology has proven able to penetrate environments where it is impractical or impossible to send human observers or even robotic roving cameras. For example, Wormcam viewpoints have given scientists a completely safe way to inspect the interior of waste repositories in the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, where for decades plutonium has been spilling into the soil, air, and river. Wormcams, operated under strict federal operative supervision, are also being used to inspect deep nuclear waste sites off the coast of Scotland and to study the cores of the entombed Chernobyl-era reactors which, though long decommissioned, still litter the lands of the old Soviet Union, inspections which have turned up some alarming results. Appendices F through H. Scientists are seeking approval to use a Wormcam to delve without intrusion into a new giant freshwater lake found frozen deep into the Antarctic ice. Ancient, fragile biota have been entombed in such lakes for millions of years. In complete darkness, in water kept liquid by the pressure of hundreds of meters of ice, the trapped species follow their own evolutionary paths, completely distinct from those of surface forms.